It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick up who you can pick up.
It's already over.
My random question today, though, relates to a business over by UMKC, believe it or not. I was getting a coffee at a coffee shop down there, and there's like a place that sells exclusively hot dogs. I mean, at least that seemingly is their business.
A hot dog stand?
No, it's like it's a storefront, like a part of this strip over there. And whatever there, I don't remember the name, so I apologize.
All right.
But they obviously, and they said, of course you need a hot dog or whatever, and it's all in the stuff. But they have a sign outside their door that says, beat the owner in foosball, get a free hot dog. So the question I have for you today is, if you ran a small business and you made it a competition to beat you in something that you could do in a small setting in order to get a free item from your business, what would you do? You know? So what is that? Would you make them beat you in darts, foosball, beat you at the golf simulator, something within like a reasonable range of space?
Yeah.
Can't just be anything. This man wants to, he must be very good at foosball if he's
apparently
offering to get you in there to try to beat him in it. What's the game of chance you would like?
So it's got to be like a bar game.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Or it could be a Mario Kart race. I don't care. Hmm. Whatever thing you think fits your skill set that you would regularly win, you know?
I mean, if we can go away from the bar games, then I would say Madden or something like that. Otherwise, air hockey or Golden Tee would be, because those are usually sometimes at bars, at least the Golden Tee is.
Which one do you think you're better at?
Air hockey. I mean, air hockey, you don't really have to do much. You know what I mean?
Like, no, but there's got to be people who are just like people.
But people are way better at Golden Tee, though. That's a tough one. I would say air hockey if I had to. I'm not a big darts guy at the bar. I don't know. Do you play darts at a bar a lot?
I like playing darts. Yeah. I don't play them all the time.
Some people are ridiculous at it. So.
Like if you said three darts, highest score wins. I don't feel like I can't compete against. I'm not going to do that. Mario Kart 64, I might be able to get away with. Chugging a beer, multiple answers over in the text line. Is that Jay Binkley texting in? Somebody says I would run a barcade and rounds of Smash Brothers. That'd be good.
Ooh.
Smash Bros is actually a good one if you're good at the game.
Do they have any bar? Do they have barcades here?
We have several versions
up
of those.
Down, yeah. Up, down, and
there's a couple of them in town. Yeah.
Someone's a Papa Shot. I feel like that's a classic.
I mean, but you gotta be
Drew's
sure.
Probably mastered.
Drew, are
it
you
at
a
this
great
point.
Papa? You gotta be a
no,
great
he's
Papa
going,
Shot. Player.
He's going Dave and Buster's every Wednesday night. He's probably great.
Papa
Shot,
though. I suck at Papa Shot because I take it too. I take too long to grab the ball and go to shoot. I'm not
just,
like the
just,
people who
just throw it up quick.
No,
what are you trying to like do? Step back before you hit the
just
shot.
Throw it up quick as possible.
I do mess around every now and then, and you know, do like a little step back or something like that.
It's a game of speed.
Shoot my eyes closed.
I think
I know that, which is why I'm bad at it.
I think it'd be fun to do like card games. Like a war or one, you know, like one of those that just take too long. But yeah, I wouldn't mind a card game. That's probably where my game of chance is better.
People have said the name of the hot dog place that you were thinking of.
Oh, they named it
Ding Dong Dogs. Does that sound
Ding
familiar?
Dong Dogs?
Yeah, that sounds right.
There you go. There used to be a hot dog place down the street from us. Station.
Oh, really?
C-Dot, I mean, I'm talking way back.
Somebody said C-Dot thinks nobody could beat him in NBA Jam,
the arcade version. I don't know. If he plays it a lot, I would believe it.
If it were Dave and Buster's, if I had to pick like a Dave and Buster's game, that it would be the basically like hitting the clowns, like knocking the clowns down, like you
like the hit the mole game. Oh, the like throwing it to hit the clown.
Yeah, throwing the ball
game.
To I think
that would be
I think
game.
I would be pretty
much,
solid
also,
at that.
How much is a hot dog? You're gonna go through play this game to get $2.50 hot dog.
I imagine it ding dong. Dogs? God, I don't want to say this right. I imagine maybe it's a slightly more gourmet, you know, Chicago style. I could be wrong, but I imagine it's like you get a lot of different toppings. It appears you can. They have a Rue Up dog, a Mountaineer, Chicago dog, all kinds of different places. You want me to check the prices? You want to know?
Sure.
Like what I'm playing for, if that's the case? $7.
Okay.
What am I going to do? Play him in one round of foosball, first to 11?
He's going
to
kick your ass. What
I mean,
like.
Look, I got, in fairness, I worked at a place in which we had a foosball table, and so I probably played 5 games of foosball a day for a year. So I'm not the worst foosball player that's ever existed because I've played a decent amount of foosball, I guess, compared to like average society.
How about air hockey? I feel like air hockey
Air hockey feels
tough.
Like it's got a little bit of a luck component versus like, what is this guy like an air hockey pro? How much time does he have to play this game?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think Mario Kart 64 would be high up on my list. Is there a video game that you remember being the best at?
As a kid?
Like that nobody else is still playing, right?
A video game?
Because if you say Mario Kart 64, no one else is still playing that. So just as long as we do no shortcuts, which I can do those too, then I can compete.
Anymore? Probably not. I mean, I was very good at Mario Party as a kid, but I don't think I would be good at that at all now.
My sister would be Mario Kart for sure, like on the Wii. She was she can pick up the controller and win any race against anybody.
It's pretty dope. Way back when, like GoldenEye on you know that on N64, that was a game I was very good at. But now you go back and try to play it on Xbox because you can, and I'm terrible.
No good?
Yeah. You lost it. And the graphics now you know stink. Back then you didn't know they stink. And so
I keep trying to convince my kids to play some of the old games.
I do think there is beer pong, or it didn't even have to be beer. It could be whatever. Like, you just play beer pong.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.